Very often when you deliver a joke, you add facial expressions or a gesture or sometimes change your voice. How do these techniques help to stimulate the audience reaction?
Well, they just intensify the message. You know, the thing you're going to say that you want them to react to has a palpable reality to it. It's a thought, you know. Well, it's not quite palpable, really, but it has it has an existence. It's a thought and a contrast you're trying to exchange from your mind to their mind. And sometimes you just assist the passage of the thought by even a subtle thing that you do with your body. It's like in support of the idea. Those are physical manifestations of an abstract thing. The idea is abstract, but here's something physical to give it some form, to give it some life for you. And there's emotion transferred that way. The other thing is just the thought. It's just intellectual. But the body gives it emotion, gives it feeling, and that adds to their experience.
So that would be a description of the importance of body language.
Yes.
And in the success of performing comedy.
Absolutely,
material.
Yes. It's an augmentation of the idea.
Do you sometimes choreograph your movements to correspond with certain jokes?
There are some passages in material, put it that way. There are some short passages in a piece that I've found through trial and error are enhanced by a given body attitude or series of gestures. But that's experience that gives me that.
You remember Danny Kaye when he'd, Gina, could go see him 1,000
yeah.
times. Gina,
yeah.
That was the same gesture, the same movement over and over.
Well, over a period of a year and a half or 2 years or even more when something just stays in my act for a long time, a piece of choreography will become quite as much a part of it as the words.